Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM in the Greater East Side. The race is on to get Island, Skagit's, Nohomish counties back in the hands of Republican leadership. There is a good chance to flip a seat in Washington's 10th legislative district. That includes all of Island counties, but parts of Skagit and Snohomish. Bill Bruck is the Republican that hopes to unseat the incumbent left-wing Dave Paul. Bruck pulled out a squeaker of a win in the primary. Now he needs your help to make sure we deliver the win that matters most, the win on Tuesday. Bill Bruck is a former Laconner Town Council member, Skagit County Property and Project Manager, and he, of course, is the chairman of the Skagit County Republican Party. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
So you won by about 1,000 or so votes during the primary, which is very significant in a district that is purple. But, you know, you look at the results, there was another progressive running who pulled in about 2,500 votes. How do you feel going into the last few days of the campaign?
Well, we knew all along it was going to be very close. As you know, it's very, very difficult to unseat an incumbent, mm-hmm. especially in Washington, and especially a Democrat incumbent. My opponents raised nearly $400,000, mostly from large unions and PACs. That doesn't include independent expenditures such as the far left New Direction PAC, which by itself has put over $220,000 against me. So we knew all along it would be tough. I filed with the PDC a year ago. We've been at it for a year. Like you say, we were very encouraged. We won the primary, which we needed to do. Now we just got to finish the job. So we have a great campaign going. We're very confident.
Why do you think you're a better reflection of the values of this purple district than your opponent?
Well, I'm simply running for office because excess taxation, overregulation, and government mandates coming out of Olympia are just killing families and businesses.
Yep.
As you're well aware, the main reason I'm running, well, there's several reasons, but my opponent specifically repeatedly has been advocating and voting for state government and mandated comprehensive sex ed beginning in kindergarten. And I'm adamantly against that legislation. In fact, my opponent was the individual that made the motion to move that bill out of committee this year. In addition to that, my opponents missed 48 votes in the 2019 legislative session, and he missed 104 votes in the 2020 mm-hmm. legislative session. So how you feel about being representative when your representative misses so many votes. But he did have time to vote for 11 tax increases over the past 2 years, including B&O taxes, real estate taxes, gas taxes. So, I'm polar opposite. In addition, my opponent voted for several title-only bills. And I'm sure you're aware of title-only bills. They're also known as ghost bills. And they're Democrat bills originally submitted without any actual legislative content, then weeks or months later, at the last minute, usually full verbiage is added, and such as tax increases, and then oftentimes passed into law. And it's a very dishonest practice.
Yep.
Obviously, it stifles public review and political debate, disrespectful to our district and the state's constituents. So I'm running on a pro-business tax, less taxes, less regulations, and more transparency.
Well, and on just the ghost bill topic, the best way to get rid of that practice is to return at least some semblance of power to the Republicans in Olympia, and that starts by taking back the House, which is what you can do by supporting Bill Bruck if you live in the 10th Legislative District. And this is a lot of land. It's all of Island counties, or Island County and parts of Skagit and Snohomish County. You know, to that end, there's obviously a lot of different issues that will face someone in Clinton than in Laconner. And so when you say that there's not going to be an increase in taxes, is that going to be across the board? Do you make that pledge right now that you will not support taxes?
Yes, absolutely yes. In fact, I'm going to be proposing legislation to see a 20% tax cut in property taxes. Absolutely, yes. And I've gone on record saying that.
And as you also know, to get to that point, you need to get either control of the House and Senate, return
right.
it back to Republican hands, or convince enough Democrats to get on board. So how do you envision working with the other side?
Well, you make a great point. You know, currently the Democrats have a 57-41 advantage in the state house. And there's simply way too much disparity to get anything done. You know, that's one of the main reasons why I'm running. You know, if we can pick up three or four seats, obviously we're not going to get the advantage, but we can get needed momentum and mm-hmm. we can get closer. Right now there's so much disparity that Democrats can just do whatever they want to do. So, you know, maybe we can pick up a seat or two in the Senate. We can pick up three or four in the House. I think Lauren Culp has a great chance to be a new governor. I really think Joshua Freed has a shot. I think we can take our state back. I think people are going to be really surprised. But, you know, you've got to work with the other side to get anything done. I proved that as a LeConnor Town Council member. I served on the Parks Commission, Park and Port Committee, Utilities Committee. I helped to develop and improve the town's budgets. While on the town council, I was also a member of the Association of Washington City Small City Advisory Committee. I got along with everybody fine.
And I think what's important to note also is, you know, when we talk about working across the aisle, a big part of the reason why that's so important here is even if Republicans don't have control of the House or the Senate on certain key issues, for example, like $30 car tabs, you've got Democrats mm-hmm. who support $30 car tabs. They're not the Seattle Democrats, and they need a little bit of help from the political ramifications of going against the Seattle interests. But you've got in the House and in the Senate, you've got Democrats who are willing to do the right thing on some of these issues. If you were in yeah. power, how would you approach the car tab controversy?
So that's a great topic. You know, personally, I actually, and being chair of the Skagit County Republican Party, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm fully transparent. I voted against that.
Yeah.
Just because I do have a lot of friends in local government, and they were very concerned about their own budgets. And I talked to a lot of them, and they were very, very concerned that if we lost the revenue, it would hurt their local budgets in our local areas, Anacortes, Cedar Woolley, Burlington, and Mount Vernon area. And I, you know, listened to them, and I voted against that legislation. That being said, the will of the people should absolutely be upheld. And, you know, in the Supreme Court, by going against that is awful, you know, and it's not about, you know, my personal vote. You know, I personally lost that vote, but you got to go with the people. And if I'm on the wrong side of a vote or on the losing side of a vote, hey, just go to the next vote. I have a very, not a problem, a very good track record of having a short memory going to the next issue, not holding a grudge, not a problem.
Well, when you look at just, you know, Snohomish County as a whole voting in favor of instituting $30 car tab fees, did that then mean right. because you happen to just disagree and you, quote-unquote, lost that vote, when you're in office, does that mean you're going to then push aside your personal views and vote to try to enact this? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's thank you for clarifying. That's what I'm trying to say is, yeah, you got to work with both sides. And like you said, Democrats were part of that. Most of my votes, I'm a staunch conservative. I'm about the Constitution. I'm running on a very pro-business, less taxes, less regulation platform. But there will be certain votes that people will be upset with me. But hopefully I can give them the reasons why I voted the way yeah. I did. And a lot of times when you vote a certain way, There's economic ramifications and potential collateral impacts that you think are not good, so you vote a certain way.
We like that kind of openness. We've been talking with Bill Bruck. He is running in the 10th Legislative District. BillBruckForHouse.com is the website. B-R-U-C-H is how you spell his last name. BillBruckForHouse.com. If you're listening to me right now in Bryant, or on Whidbey Island and Oak Harbor, if you're listening in Conway or LeConnor, it is so, so, so important that you get out the vote and make sure you back Bill Bruck. He is running in a race that could see the ouster of an incumbent Democrat. These opportunities don't come around very often. We need to take advantage of it. BillBruckForHouse.com. Bill, thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jason, for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rantz Show. Back with more after this.